So this is Dolores and I'm at Southwark Cathedral and I've just met a nice young man. What's your name?
My name's Jason.
Okay, Jason, where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, so obviously it's the anniversary today of the disaster, the Twin Towers being bombed.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that day?
Well, it was actually a week after I had just started high school. So I was fresh into high school at that time. I remember it was very early because it was on the West Coast when the attack happened. But I was up early because we had to go, I was carpooling to school, so I had to be up at 6 a.m. And so I turned on the TV and I normally would watch music videos or whatever, have my breakfast cereal and get ready. And I noticed that they had a news report saying that a plane had crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And I immediately felt, you know, extremely interested because that's a pretty big story. And so I found myself glued to the TV for the next hour or two as I was getting ready for school. And during that time, the second plane hit. And
were you watching that on the TV?
Yeah, I was watching the TV as it hit. And, you know, that was a moment when you immediately recognized that it was no longer just an accident, but an actual attack. And I guess at that young age, I didn't really understand and comprehend the implications of it. I thought it might have just been a random event. But it wasn't until another hour after that, when I was on my way to school, that I was carpooling with my friends and neighbors to go to school. And, you know, we drove past downtown LA, and we immediately had shared the feeling that on the radio, they were talking about how they had just shut down all of the airplanes across the whole country, and that they didn't know how many airplanes had terrorists on it at that moment. And we had this moment of fear because we were in downtown LA, and we didn't know if an airplane was about to crash into downtown LA at that exact moment. So it was...
How was your feeling? What was the feeling?
It was this kind of uncertain... And I the word fear is often tossed around, but it was this kind of uncertain nervousness and excitement at the same time that, you know, something big could happen. And you knew that something big was happening. And it was, you know, we were all young and we didn't know what was happening. And we got to school, because my school was right near downtown LA, and we learned that school had been canceled for the next day because of the attack. So they turned everyone back and went home. And it was a very surreal feeling because the traffic on the roads was much less than normal. You could tell that people had chosen not to go to work because of the timing of the attack. It was a few hours before because of the time difference with the East Coast. So it was a surreal feeling. And it wasn't, I guess, until the next few days that I understood the full significance of it, when, you know, it was just obviously all over the news and talking about it completely changing the nature of, you know, the government and the world and how everything will be changed by this one event. And it did, obviously. And it did really take a few days for me to fully comprehend it.
What was the atmosphere like? Because obviously in England, I mean, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
And it's still quite touched, just because, you know, there were people from all over the world, and there were English victims as well. But I mean, obviously, you know, because it would have been the first time you'd actually been in any attack on an American home ground by terrorism.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like I said, at that age, I didn't really comprehend the scale of it, because I knew there had been, you know, there was an attack on the World Trade Center 10 years prior, and there was the Oklahoma City bombing. So I thought, oh, it's just a terrorist attack. It's horrible. Thousands of people are dying. But I didn't understand how it would completely change the policy and the politics
and the wars
that followed naturally. So it was, I think the reaction to it was something that taught me much more about myself and my country, more than anything, than the attack itself. And I understood the resurgence in patriotism that came as a result of it. For weeks afterwards, everyone had American flags, and everyone was just shouting out how proud they were to be American, and we had this sense of unity that I don't think we've ever had at any other point in my life. And so that was one kind of beautiful thing that came from it.
Do you think that still lingers, that beautiful thing? Is it still going on, or do you think it's...
I think by this point it has devolved into separate sects and been carved up by politics, which is unfortunate. But in a sense, there is still an underlying sense of Americanism, and I think all of us that survived through that experience have a more complex understanding of what it means to be American, and it kind of redefined the sense of identity for us in that, you know, we are all in this together. I mean, the U.S. is a country of immigrants, naturally. We all have different roots, but to go through an experience like that together actually kind of formed a new form of country for us.
Well, thanks very much.
You're
really
welcome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How long are you in London for?
I've actually been here for a year. Finished my master's degree. So
well done.
Looking to stay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Cheers.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It will be up in about half an hour.
Oh, wow. That's very fast.
Yeah.